Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 7th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Instagram confirmed it built an internal prototype of an Instagram partner program that lets creators earn income by running ads on videos. No revenue split was announced, but Facebook Watch currently offers a 55% revenue split for video ad breaks. Previously, Bloomberg reported that IGTV offered to offset production costs on some celebrity accounts, but offered no direct monetization. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security bought access to a commercial database that logs the locations of millions of smartphones in America for the purpose of immigration and border enforcement. DHS confirmed that it bought access to such a database, but did not state how it was being used. Locations are pulled from installed apps where the user granted permission to track location, including games, weather, and e-commerce apps. In 2018, the Supreme Court ruled in Carpenter versus the United States that accessing historical records with cell phone location data without a warrant violated the Fourth Amendment. But government lawyers reportedly approved the program because the information was available through numerous commercial ad exchanges, and as a commercial buyer, the ruling did not apply to the U.S. government. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission announced a plan to pay satellite companies like Intelsat and SESSA up to $14.9 billion to free up spectrum for 5G deployment. The proposal would free up the C-band that covers from 4 to 8 gigahertz range, and sources tell Bloomberg Law that the satellite providers have already agreed to the FCC's payment structure. The proposal is expected to pass a vote on February 28th, with Chairman Ajit Pai expecting the auction for the spectrum to begin December 8th. For the first time ever, the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration approved Nuro's plan to deploy 5,000 fully autonomous electric delivery vehicles with no human on board and no controls, seats, or mirrors. It's restricted to no more than 25 miles per hour for short trips on pre-mapped neighborhood streets and will be monitored remotely by humans who can take control if necessary. The Nuro R2 will roll out in Houston to deliver things like Domino's Pizza and groceries from Walmart. Public road tests will begin there in the coming weeks, and Nuro has agreed to greater government oversight and committed to community outreach in order to get approval. For the record, it took 3 years for Nuro to get this approval. CNBC reports that, according to sources, ViacomCBS is working on, say it with me now, a new streaming service that would combine CBS All Access with Viacom properties like Pluto TV, Nickelodeon, BET, MTV, Comedy Central, and Paramount Pictures. The service would offer an ad-supported and ad-free tiers, including a premium tier with Showtime included. The name of the service and pricing is still undetermined, but the base service will reportedly cost less than $10 a month. Google announced that starting with Chrome 82, the browser will start warning users before starting mixed content downloads or non-HTTPS downloads started on secure pages. The initial rollout will only warn about executable files, which would be blocked from downloading by Chrome 83. Archive file types, PDFs, and Word docs, as well as image files, will receive download warnings in each subsequent Chrome version, then be blocked by the version after that, with all mixed download content blocked in Chrome 86 on the desktop. mobile versions of Chrome will have these policies delayed by one version. Nintendo has postponed Japanese reservations for the Animal Crossing version for the Switch from February 8th to an undetermined date. Nintendo said production and shipment delays were inevitable due to the shutdowns in China related to the coronavirus. That will also affect other Switch models, Joy-Con controllers, and the Ring Fit Adventure in Japan. Nintendo does not anticipate any effects on global supplies, including Europe and North America. Uber reported it lost 64 cents per share in Q4 on revenue of $4.07 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $4.06 billion and a loss of 68 cents per share. On the earnings call, CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said the company has moved its profitability target up to Q4 2020, previously set sometime in 2021. Gross bookings for rides increased 18% in the year to $13.51 billion, while its Eats division saw gross bookings increase 71% to $4.37 billion. Developer Steve Troughton Smith noticed that Apple's Xcode 11.4 beta has an option for universal purchases. That means if a developer so chooses, they could offer you the macOS version of an app when you buy an iOS version, and vice versa. Previously, apps could do this automatically across iOS, iPads, watchOS, and tvOS, but not macOS. Developers who create a new Mac Catalyst app will have that option on by default, though they can choose to unbundle. Catalyst makes it easier to port iOS apps to macOS. Existing Mac apps can be added to an existing iOS app as well. And finally, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia declined to rehear the October ruling that upheld the U.S. FCC's 2017 repeal of net neutrality rules. Petitions filed in December by the Computer and Communications Industry Association, the industry trade group Encompass, and 15 U.S. states asked for the case to be reheard. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.